Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. I left pending a comment we made at the beginning of the program with Claudio that I wanted to go into with a little bit more detail. Namely, we were very happy we had just finished settling a situation involving three other parties in which the third party, the last party with whom we had to settle, had just accepted the day before the settlement offer, giving paying $4,000. The original claims by all three parties would have had us paying out some $70,000, and what we had coming to us from the client was approximately $40,000. So we had a heck of a challenge before us when we initially got into the negotiations. I would think the most important thing when you have challenges and claims among suppliers and with clients is to retain the business relationship. And one of the main reasons why we go through negotiations and the way that negotiations should be undertaken, and we go through mediation and maybe arbitration, because those can be also done with great respect and courtesy, is to maintain those relationships that are so important. In this case, this is a major client for Vista Systems that we wanted to see how we could make sure we recuperated that client's confidence and go forward. The problem arose from one of the suppliers delaying tremendously the supply of the product. Let's call that supplier the glass supplier. And the delay was something like 3 months and really created a great amount of problems for us. Regardless of that, we also had to deal with a client whose claim was quite high, when we had to make sure that we dealt with them in such a way that we were able to resolve the problem and yet maintain the good relationship. We basically were able to do this by giving that client a credit going forward in a way that we were able to not have to absorb fully the amount of we were paying out or agreeing to credit that particular client. But again, as I said, the most important thing that we were able to achieve was to maintain that relationship and ongoing contracts that will clearly, in the short run, more than compensate the credit that we had to give for the delay and the installation of the materials that were contracted under this case. The other, we should call the electronic supplier, really had no fault in terms of the problem that arose, although there were, of course, allegations by the customer that things did not work out as well. But in all these kinds of construction contracts, there are always bugs that have to be undertaken, and we thought that the debugging process was not exceptional, and that the person, this particular supplier, electronic supplier, had done a pretty good job. And of course, when there are bad feelings because of delays and other reasons, then you know even the debugging process gets scrutinized, and problems are created. The main negotiations, or the main culprit, let's call it the glass supplier, was a huge amount. It was about $37,000 out of the $70,000 total exposure we had. And the first portion of it, of course, was not only was there a delay in the delivery of products, but their products had been turned in with certain amount of defects that had to be corrected. So the first portion was negotiating a reduction in the total amount just because of the imperfections that had to be resolved. And then the second part was reducing the rest of the amount due to the delays. And it was a relatively prolonged negotiation, although we waited at the end to deal with that particular supplier and handled first, of course, the customer. Then we dealt with the electronic supplier. And then finally, we dealt with the glass supplier. And in all cases, by using dialogue, respect, listening, explaining clearly the situation, we are not only able to resolve it amicably and for reasonable amounts, but as I said, with an ongoing relationship. One of the things that are important in negotiations, and in this particular case with the customer, is to determine who in the other organization is the obstacle. Who is that person who is creating the problem, if there's a problem in reaching an amicable solution. And in this case, we were able to determine who that was. That person was not on the day-to-day negotiation in terms of the telephone calls and the meetings, but was in the background, as we saw, to a certain extent, sabotaging the situation, or at least making it very difficult for the resolution of the problem. We were able to slowly and with louder respect and diplomacy isolate the person and reach a solution with the general manager and with the person in engineering in charge of the project. So this is one of the areas that I give as a service in the conflict prevention and resolution consulting area that I'm working on. This is one of these situations where a client comes and has a specific complex negotiation project, and I get involved, and it's with great satisfaction that we're able to resolve it. So we'll discuss in other cases that we had and with other clients that I think are of interest to the listeners. I now bid you farewell, bid you luck in terms of your conflicts and your stress during this week, and look forward to having you in my program next week. Take care.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.